Do you think the union was pretty effective?
Well,
kind of an open-ended question.
It is. No pros and cons of a union, actually. Unions were great as far as dealing with the company and getting benefits. That primarily, probably, and safety. That probably was a good part of a union. Trying to get you decent benefits, decent wages, decent working conditions. But on the other hand, sometimes they protected people that, if anything, they should have said, you're out of here.
Really?
Just for an example, let's say that you and I were mates, shipmates, okay? And I'm no good. I'm not coming in. I'm not calling in. I'm sticking you because, let's say you work 3 to 11, okay? You're ready to go home. I'm not coming in. You have to stay. And if they don't find a replacement, you're there till 7 o'clock in the morning. So this goes on, you know, and like I said, he doesn't come in and he gets, he's just argumentative or whatever. And if he gets fired, the union, because he pays dues, is obligated to represent him as he goes out to the company, you know, to try to get his job back, you know. My feeling is, that generally speaking, they were the type of guys that were going to do this anyway. If they would give him a chance, and it wouldn't be too long, they'd be right back out there again. My feeling is that I could see fighting for a guy once. Okay, we'll get your job back. Okay. This is it. Go to work. You be the worker you're supposed to be. You relieve your mate every night. And no more, you know, in other words, we've done this for you once. Mm-hmm. Now appreciate your job and behave yourself. Instead, he's still sticking with you, okay? My feeling is that I held a card that said that I was in good standing with the union. And when you hold a card that says in good standing with the union, nowhere does it say that you're in good standing with the union, sticking your mate, lying, coming in drunk, or whatever. That to me is not in good standing with the union.
Right.
There should have been a line drawn. I'm not sure if you could have done that. I don't know. But I was asked one time to be on the union board, and I said I couldn't do it because I could no more in good faith go in to the company and say this man deserves his fifth break, or his fourth, or his third. I couldn't do that because the union wasn't looking out for the person that was being hurt by this. And if they didn't do that, my feeling was that you're spending too much time on this guy who's no good and not enough time protecting the person that he's hurting, because you're here every day. You're a good mate. You come in, you're there. This guy is zero. He's no good. So, like I said, it has its pros and it has its cons. But it had its benefits, mm-hmm. You know. But, I mean, you couldn't be just fired if someone didn't like you. I mean, if you had a disagreement with somebody, they couldn't just say, you got fired. You know, you at least had a chance to go out and say, hey, you know, I just disagreed with him, that's all. He fired me. Well, the union would get you back in, or the personnel would say, well, there's no reason to fire anybody. You know, you can go back to work. And believe me, that would have happened.
Really?
A good many times. So, like I said, there's pros and cons.